In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak. Today, we're going to study the Bible, Jeremiah chapter 7.
今天我们要查考 耶利米书 第七章。
Jeremiah is a... We so far studied chapter 1 to chapter 6. So we cover the first and second messages.
如今我们已经查考耶利米书第一到第六章, 就是耶利米这本书的第一和第二个信许。
And chapter 1 to chapter 25, within this first section, there is 12 messages.
在耶利米书前25章里面有不同的六个信许。
Actually, all of them is a focus on the kingdom of Judah and their sin and the coming of judgment.
这些信息就是注重在耶路撒冷犹大国他们的罪恶。
One sense, it's quite doomed and dark because this message is by the Jeremiah to prophesy. At this time, the people in the land of Judea are quite corrupted already.
因为这个时候在犹大国 整个地方都是非常的 败坏， 所以他们这个信息是对他们来说很悲哀， 非常 黑暗的一阵。
The good thing is we are not there, we are here in a different generation.
当然对我们来说， 因为我们在不同的时代 是不一样的。
Yeah, so we can learn from these messages and things we can see through these messages as a mirror.
虽然我们不再住在那个时代， 但是我们可以从当中学习， 像一个镜子一样， 我们可以看， 看到我们可以学习。
And so for us, helping us to prepare for coming of Jesus, actually.
让我们准备接临主耶稣的再临。
And those who do not believe in God, and the end time is considered, His second coming is considered doomsday, and that's the day of judgment.
因为对那些所有不信的人， 这主耶稣再临的时候 就是他们 审判的那日。
And for us to be the salvation.
但对我们来说 相信的人 就是我们的得救。
So Jeremiah chapter 7 to chapter 7, 8, 9, 10, this is the third message.
所以从第七章 耶利米书第七到第九章 是第三个信息。
Yeah, so within this message, we can cover the chapter 7.
所以今天我们要查考这第七章。
And first we read this chapter and then we can discuss about it.
我们先把它念一遍, 然后再来讨论。
Yeah, this is all the 34 verses.
34节。
So each one, let's read the 3 verses each one, then we can finish the reading of the chapter 7.
我们请每一位念三节, 轮流把它念完。
Brother James, can you start it?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sister Linda?
Thank you. Jeremiah chapter 7, it's all the message, it's talking about correct, the verse 3 here, it mentioned about amend your ways and your deed.
这整章都在讲, 犹大应当如何改正他们的行为。
It is symbolically what God asked Jeremiah stand at the temple gate.
一个象征性的神要 耶利米站在, 殿门的门口。
So the temple gate is a place where all the Israelites, they're coming in to worshiping God through this door.
圣殿的大门就是所有以色列人民要进神的殿来敬拜的。
And so he stand there to proclaim of these messages.
所以他就站在门口跟人民宣告。
And so the word itself, as we can tell, the way actually it's right, they walk into the temple of God.
他们原本所要做的事就是进神殿要来敬拜是正确的。
But the God's message is amend, which is fix up the right way.
但神却叫他们要改正他们的行动。
Because if they do not fix up the right attitude, then even though they walk into the temple of God, they cannot have a blessing.
神的信息是，要是他们的态度不对的话，要是只是有动作还是做的不对。
Actually, their heart is lying to God.
因为他们心中已经在欺骗神了。
If they don't come to God, then already they no more talk about it. But they're coming into the temple of God. Then there's an issue. The God talk about fix up the right path, the right way, that with the right attitude come to the Lord.
因为要是他们原本已经停止来圣殿敬拜的话，神根本不需要跟他们讲这些信息，因为他们还是照样来圣殿，所以神要告诉他们要完全态度改变。
So once they come to the Lord, yet they continue calling that the temple of the Lord, that this is the temple of the Lord, but their deed is not fixed up, and this it cannot be the temple of God.
他们虽然称说这是神的殿，这是神的殿，可是他们的行为并不正确的话，其实他们都在欺骗神的。
So God asked the land of this kingdom of Judah to change their attitude and their deed.
所以神要求犹大国完全改变他们的行动和作为。
And then the God talk about verse 5, the message says, if you truly amend your way and your deed,If you truly practice justice between the man and his neighbor.
就像在第五节说，你们若实在改正行动作为，在人和邻舍中间诚然施行公平。
So God asked his people to demand them to amend their attitude, fully understand the justice between the man and his neighbor.
因为神要他们完全改变他们的行为，在人跟邻舍当中有公平。
And then verse 6 talk about that this one is the showing of compassion.
在第六节要求他们有怜悯之心。
Do not treat those people needed to do not oppress them.
不欺压那些可怜的人。
And also do not following the other God.
而且不追求不拜其他的神。
But this is simple. It looks like a message is not big, but yet this is very fundamental issue about the people in the kingdom of Judah to has to be corrected.
这看来神的要求并不是很艰难，但是这个犹太人这个基本都没有做到。
Well, no, during the time of Jesus, he came to this world.
我们知道，当耶稣来世的时候
，We know the temple of God is already corrupted by the religious leader.
那时的圣殿已经被宗教领袖们非常的腐败了。
So Jesus trying to cleanse the temple.And then correct the things what they practice not right in the sight of God.
所以主耶稣他试着把圣殿要清洁，把一切他们所做错的事情要改。
The first
更改。
First is the cleansing the temple is it appeared in John chapter 2 verse 13.
第一次耶稣有这样做是在约翰福音第二章那边。
And Jesus went up to this time in Jerusalem.
那时候耶稣到了耶路撒冷。
And then he went in the temple at this time of Passover.
那时候是月节，耶稣进了殿。
And then Jesus cleansed the inside of the temple and those who like money exchangers and those selling the oxen and sheep and dove, he says.
耶稣洁净圣殿，把在店里做买卖的人全部赶出去。
And chase them away, and then and scorch with the cord, and then drive them out, them all out of the temple.
神用一个绳子做成鞭子，把 他们都赶出去。
Proclaimed verse 16 says, take these things away and stop making my father's house a house of merchandise.
在十六节，耶稣说：“把这些东西拿出去，不要将我父的殿作为买卖的地方。”
So we understand that this is the during the time of Jeremiah, the about B.C. 600 or so at that time.
我们知道耶利米书是写在差不多主前六百年。
Yeah, this corruption is a continued practice in the temple of God at that time.
在圣殿这种腐败的事情其实一直在进行的。
Yeah, if you look at the chapter 7, 2 to verse 31 and 32 mentioned about there's a valley that introduced. This valley is the valley of Hinnom.
在耶利米书七章三十一、三十二节，这里讲到一个丘坛。
This valley of Hinnom is the south side of the Jerusalem and the valley.
这个新嫩子谷是在耶路撒冷的南方。
This valley is very famous for the Israelites.
这个地方对耶路撒冷人是非常知名的。
And during the time of kingdom stage, this valley is a place for worshiping the idol.
这个谷的地方有一个丘坛，就是他们拜这些假神的地方。
The verse 32, they mentioned about the Topheth. It mentioned about this in the valley of Hinnom.
在新嫩子谷那边有一个托费特的丘坛。
A very well-known place of worshiping the idols, especially like Baals and the Moloch, which is you know, the gods of Canaanite.
这个是非常知名的一个拜这些巴俄那些假神的地方。
Now let's look at the Second Chronicle 28.
我们看一下历代记下
Second Chronicle 28.
历代志下第八章。
This is the time of King Ahaz. It says.
这个是阿哈王的时候。
Verse 2 and verse 3 and 4.
第二节到第四节。
Any volunteer to read? Second Chronicle verse chapter 28.
28, 28章。
Second Chronicle chapter 28, 2 to 4.
28章第二到第四节。
Thank you. This place is using as a offering the idol, offering to the idol, and also the own children to make burnt offering to their foreign god.
所以这里就在描写他们所做拜偶像的一切事情，他们甚至焚烧他们自己的儿女们。
If you can continue to read in the other place, also chapter 3 mentioned about it. So these place at the valley of Hinnom, it's a very the bad name of the valley that Israelites offered to the idol.
所以在这里，新嫩子谷是一个相当知名的一个地方，他们拜偶像的地方。
Yeah, during the time of the later on, continued to be happen that this place. So, but God proclaimed of this place to be the verse 30. If you go back to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 32.
我们再看回耶利米书第七章三十二节。
It turned to be the valley of the slaughters.
这边这个新嫩子谷就被倒称为一个杀庙谷。
In Jeremiah chapter 19, completely God proclaimed of this place as a place for the cursing, actually.
所以神完全称这个地方是一个受诅咒的地方。
Jeremiah chapter, let's look at the chapter 19.
我们看一下耶利米书第十九章。
Because this place that they're using for the offering, the idols, and and own children to offer to there so that it irritate and God and God's anger created. So God brought up end up mentioned about this place to place for the judgment actually.
所以因为在新嫩子谷他们一直在这边拜偶像还有焚烧他们自己的子女所以神在这里定他们的罪。
So the verse nine, chapter 19 verse 6
在耶利米书十九章第六节这边说
Therefore behold the days are coming declared the Lord when this place will no longer be called Topheth or the valley of Ben-Hinnom's but rather the valley of Slaughter's. The continual mention repeated God repeated of this place turned to be the valley of Slaughter's.
所以在这边神又重复一次说这个地方不再被称为他们原来的名字反倒被称为沙庙谷
Actually, the continue, if you look at the 19 all the way to 11, 12, continue mention about this place.
所以不但在19章在20章还有下以下都有在重复的提到这个地方
Because the chapter 19 verse 11, God talked to the Israel that since already they offered to the idols enoughI think God gave them a chance to repent, but they continue to offer there, so it turned out to be broken jar.
因为神已经警告他们不要再这样做，但是他们继续的这样子在那里拜偶像，所以十一节神说这个就是打碎偶像的瓦器。
So which is they cannot repair and correct it.
表示他们就无法，人民就无法再改变，再更回原来的神跟神的关系了。
Then after this prophesies, 20 years later on, this place is humiliated. Israel, I mean the Jerusalem and this place.
耶路撒冷跟还有这个新嫩子谷就完全被神给毁坏了。
So the Israelites, they understood that this place as this name, the Valley of Hinnom is image as a, what is it, this, not heaven, but it's a hell.
所以给他们人民新嫩子谷是一个如同地狱的地方。
If you chance, you can find out, you know, the Greek word, the hell.
要是你有机会的话查看希腊文地狱
That word is original that coming from the here, this word, the valley of Hinnom.
它原由的是从这个新嫩子谷而来的。
So the image of the valley of Hinnom is the valley of, it is image of the hell.
所以新嫩子谷给人民一个意象就是如同地狱。
So Jeremiah chapter 7 talk about the place we end up to talk about these valleys.
所以在耶利米书第七章就讲到这个谷的地方。
One side of the day, they disobey God's word.
在一方面他们是违背神的话语。
But most serious, their offense to God is they worship the idol.
但他们最大最严重的错误就是在拜偶像。
The God treat them as a very serious way of the mention about the kingdom of Judah for their worshiping the idol.
所以神在这里讲到他们整个犹大国犯的最大的罪就是拜偶像。
The verse, let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 7.
我们再看回耶利米书第七章。
So chapter 7 verse 1 to 15 on, he talk about people in the land of Judah, their hypocrisy.
所以从第七章第一到十五节他们神在讲他们犯的这个假冒为善的罪。
They still go to the temple of God, yet they worship the idol.
他们虽然仍然去神殿拜神，但是他们同时也拜偶像。
So it's kind of a dual standard in their life.
所以他们过一个两面人的生活。
So the temple of God is kind of continue to humiliate it.
所以神的殿就是 渐渐被他们荒废掉。
So the verse 11, they mentioned that has this house, which is called by my name, become the den of robbers in your sight? Behold, I have seen it, declared the Lord.
十一节这里说，在称为我名下的殿，在你们眼中岂可看为贼窝吗？我都看见了。
I think still people think that this is the temple of God, but from the eyes of God, it's different now.
虽然人以为这是神的殿，但神却不以为。
During the time of Jesus, also the same. That Jesus actually quoted this verse 11.
在耶稣的时代，耶稣也引用这一个经节。
In Matthew chapter 21.
在马太福音二十一章。
Matthew 21.
马太福音二十一章。
13.
13节。
This time also the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple.
这也是耶稣在圣殿要洁净圣殿的时候。
And verse 12 and 13.
十二十三节。
In the volunteer.
请有没有人愿意自己念一下。
Yeah, Jesus here, we have noticed that at the beginning, Jesus already cleansed the temple, but these people come back to the temple of God, Jerusalem.
我们知道耶稣曾经已经清洁圣殿一次，但是这些人又回来了。
They never repent and they never change the attitude and continue to allow this kind of buying, selling and matters in the temple of God.
因为这些人他们没有改变他们行为，还是回到圣殿里面来做买卖。
And so the we find out that even though Jesus several times cleansed the temple, but these people come back and still their heart they do not listen to the voice of the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣不止一次来清洁圣殿，但是这些人却不改变他们的态度，照样做他们以前的罪恶。
Jeremiah chapter 7 also this time also.The God's message upon to Jeremiah keep on talking his own people about their attitude to change to the right attitude in front of God for they worshiping God, but they never change that.
同样的，在耶利米书第七章，神不断的给他们信息，叫他们改变他们的态度来归回神，但是他们却不改变。
Yes, so actually, this is the image. They are facing of a life, a facing of the valley of slander.
所以。这个就如同他们不断的面对这个心嫩子谷，就是沙庙。
The interesting thing is that this the valley of Himnon is right next to the Jerusalem.
很讽刺的就是这个心嫩子谷就在耶路撒冷旁边。
So the verse, Jeremiah chapter 7 verse from 21, you talk about that their issue. The issue is.They do not obey the God's voice.
从第七章二十一节以下，就是在描述他们如何一直不听从神的话语。
Their heart is hardened.
因为他们的心已经非常硬了。
So the chapter 7:21 here until 34 talk about the people in the Judea of their disobedience and the consequences.
所以在七章二十一节到三十四节描述他们是如何的不听从神的话，如何就是不听不侧耳而听。
So they continue their path, that they're walking is a tour to the judgment of God.
他们继续走向神神的定罪。
It's important that we are Christian life, we continue to listen to the voice of God.
作为一个基督徒，我们要不停地听从神的话语。
It's not just only just how many minutes we pray to God.
我们不只是在算我们每天祷告了几分钟。
But we have to listen to the voice of God is talk about our heart and attitude of our humility.
我们不断地要听从神的话，就代表我们心中一定要存一个非常谦卑的心来遵守神的话。
We know during the time of Jesus, we know that these Pharisees and Sadducees, the priests, all these groups is religious leaders. We say.
我们知道在耶稣时代，法利赛人还有这些祭司，所有宗教领袖。
But they do not have a true understanding of justice.
他们却不明白真正的公义在哪里。
If they understand the justice, they do not crucify the Lord Jesus on the cross. We know that.
他们要是真正明白什么是公义的话，他们就不会钉死耶稣
了。We know he false way to accuse him to crucify on the cross.
他们假控告耶稣来定罪他。
Now, because we know the religious leaders, their deeds, we know, it seems that they are close to the Jerusalem.
我们知道这些宗教领袖他们的行为好像是很接近耶路撒冷。
But never they reach out hands to the people who need to help them.
但他们从来不伸手帮助任何需要帮助的人。
Now we find out that, you know, Jesus mentioned about the good Samaritan.
所以耶稣提了一个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
When you find out the Jewish, the leader at that time,They are very good at find out what is wrong, what is right based upon the law.
当时的法利这些法利赛人还有宗教领袖非常明白什么是正确，什么是对的事情。
Because they studied the law in the book, the Moses five books already.
他们仔细的查考摩西五经。
We have to understand knowing it right and wrong doesn't mean that we are in there to keep the right way.
光是明白什么是是非，并不表示我们做到。
When David was, he commits sin against God.
当大卫犯罪的时候。
So a year later, you know, the Nathan, the prophet came into him.
后来拿单先知来见他。
He brought up the story about the, you know, the rich, rich man and the poor man who has only one a goat.
拿单比了一个例子，说一个富人跟一个穷人的小羊。
The one the soldiers came from the distance, came to the rich people's house. He take the he forcibly take away the poorest man's one only goat, and then killed and treat, you know, this man.
当这个富人的朋友从远地来拜访的时候，他不愿意献上他自己这么多羊群，但是他却强力的把这个穷人唯一一个小羊亲爱的小羊来杀了，来给他朋友吃。
At that time, the David was very clearly, he's so angry about this story, actually.
大卫很清楚的听出来这个故事谁是罪和对和错。
Then he talked about the one who took over, forced to take over this, you know, gods.The rich man has to surely die, he says.
他当时非常的愤怒，说这个富人这样做应当死的。
At that time, you know, the Nathan talked to him. It's you.
当时拿单先知就马上指责他说：“你就是这个人。”
One sense, he think he's very good about his righteousness.
在某一方面，大卫认为他对。公义很明白。
He never realized he is the one who within the this, you know, the, his own understanding. Actually, he is a sinner supposed to.
但是他却忘记他其实就是这个罪人。
But that time he still think that he's a righteous man.
因为他以为自己还是公义的。
So we always think about the, you know, maybe we know the Bible very well.
或许我们很懂圣经。
But we come to the Lord and worshiping God.
我们来神面前来敬拜。
But if we truly do not understand His righteousness and the true love within us,
但是我们不是明白真正的明白神的公义还有神的怜悯。
The one of the Lord of us, all the love, truly we understand.
我们没有，那就是我们没有完全明白神的爱。
Otherwise, we can make a mistake. Also, same like you know the. People in the land of Judea at this time.
我们也很容易犯这个耶路撒冷这些人所同样做的事情。
Yes, we are walk into the temple, the temple gate.
虽然我们在行为上往神殿的门走。
But we come in to pray to God, yes.
我们进了圣殿来祷告。
But actually, God already, determined to, you know, turn away from us.
但是神却已经下决心不听从了。
So Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 16 to 20 talk about it. Don't pray for, you know, it says, as for you, do not pray for these people.
在16到20节神对耶利米说不要为这百姓祷告了。
God already determined to do not listen to their prayer.
因为神已经定义不要听从他们的祷告。
Unless they change their amend their deed and then their way.
除非他们真正的更改他们的行为。
So here, Jeremiah chapter 7 is giving us the messages.
所以耶利米书第七章给我们的信息是
Now faith is not by just we can walk in but true heart
信仰并不是我们只是在表面上做到而是诚心的
We need to have a heart of compassion and true love
我们要一个怜悯的心真正的爱心
That we have to come to the Lord with a heart of repentance
我们要以一个愿意忏悔的心来到神面前。
The way Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman.
我们知道耶稣跟撒玛利亚。
And the John chapter 4, Jesus talked to the lady.
耶稣跟撒玛利亚这个妇女
说。The hour is coming, and mentioned about the true worship. He looking for the Lord, looking for the true worshipper.
在约翰福音第四章说神在。找这个真正拜神的人。
Now, always remember God is spirit.
我们要记得神是灵。
It is important that we come to the physical, we come to the Lord and come to the house of God.
当然在肉体上我们是要把自己带到圣殿中。
But we have to be the true worshipper.
但是我们一定要一个真正拜神的人。
The John chapter 4 verse 20, for God is spirit, those who worship him must worship in spirit and the truth.
所以在约翰福音第四章二十四节说神是个灵所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实。
Not only the time of Jeremiah, we know the time of Jesus.
不但在耶利米时代还有在耶稣时代也。
These chosen people continue to make the same mistake even though they knew the message of Jeremiah, but they made a mistake also.
神所拣选的人民不但在耶利米时代以不断的在犯同样的错误。
You always we can reflect our faith.
所以我们需要反省我们自己的信
仰。It's important that we walk and that we can come to the temple gate.
当然我们能进到神殿之中来拜神是好的。
But also at the same time we can reflect ourselves.
在同时间我们一定要反省自己。
Listen to the last verse, the book of Romans.
我们再看一下罗马书。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2.
十二章第一、第二节。
You can read together and then we'll finish up.
我们一同念一下，念一次，然后我们结束。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一、第二节。
Let's 1, 2, 3 read together.
我们一二三一起念。
1, 2, 3.I urge you, therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, to present your bodies, a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Thank you. And for today, We'll talk about Jeremiah chapter 7.
感谢神我们今天查考了耶利米书第七章。
And God asked his own people to amend your way and your deed.
神要求他的人民要改变他们的行动作为。
The none of the exceptions that everybody, we are our faith, we have to reflect all the time. Look at ourselves.
每一个人都需要来反省自己。
The true...A true temple of God is we are the one who put our effort to build upon with the mercy of God.
神的殿是以爱还有借着神的怜悯而建造的。
If our faith is not right,
要是我们信仰不对的话
our deed is not the right like original faith at the beginning.
那我们的行为也就不对了。
No matter how many times we can call the church as God, the house of God,It cannot be the temple of God.
虽然我们可以嘴巴上说，教会是神的殿，但是我们心要是不对的话。
So Jeremiah chapter 7, talk about the importance of a true worshipper's life.
所以在第七章， 这里告诉我们真正的敬拜是如何。
True worshipper's life always our ears attend to the listening, the voice of God.
真正敬拜神就是心要完全的谦卑的听从神的话。
So that we can pray to God in the house of God, God listen to our voice then.
这样我们在神殿中祷告的时候神就会听从我们。
So we never think about this, you know, the value of a hymnal.
我们就不会考虑在新嫩子谷的事情。
This is only those who belongs to those fake worshippers.
因为新嫩子谷的人是属于假的敬拜神的人。
For us is seeking the heavenly kingdom all the time.
我们是追求天国的人。
But we can always hear the true voice, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness.
就可以听到欢喜快乐的声音。
The land that we are now, it will not become a ruin, but always as a fertile with the fullness of spirit and with us then.
那我们所住在的地方就不会变为荒场。
Now let's sing him.
我们一同唱诗。
378
首。
Let us kneel down, pray together.
我们一同跪下祷告。
We know this is a time for the, we say, Thanksgiving time.
我们知道这个是感恩的时代。
Let us pray for His grace upon us throughout this year.
我们可以感谢神对我们这一年的恩典。
And also the end of the year. I mean, it's a good time that we can reflect ourselves about throughout the year how we are attitude away to the Lord.
每次年终的时候是我们反省这一年神给我们的恩典的时候。
Always we can look at ourselves, correct the things we need to correct.
我们可以思考我们应当更改的地方。
If we need to amend, we can amend that.
我们需要修改的地方就赶快修改。
So we can come to the Lord a truthful way so we can receive the continued blessing of God.
我们能够真正的归回到神然后得到神的祝福。
Let's continue to pray for that.Our service tomorrow, all the service and our fellowship too.
请大家为明天安息日所有的崇拜时间祷告。
Let's all pray together.
我们一同祷告。